Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will be looking at opposition to the Nazis. We will describe the actions that were taken by groups that opposed Nazi rule in Germany, but we will also explain why this resistance ultimately failed. Although the Nazis had complete control of Germany from 1933 until 1945, some people did get involved in actions to try and oppose and resist Hitler's rule. There were different groups involved in opposing Nazi rule in Germany. These included youth groups, the churches, socialists and communists, and some members of the German military. But ultimately their actions would fail to stop Nazi rule. The first group that we will examine is that of youth groups. Some young people did not want to engage in Nazi beliefs or actions. One of the most famous ones was the Edelweiss Pirates. They were a youth group that refused to join the Hitler Youth and would later refuse to be conscripted into the army. They would attack Nazi officials and often helped hide deserters from the army. In 1944, many leaders of these groups, including 16-year-old Bartel Schink, were hanged after a Gestapo chief was killed. Another prominent group of youth opposition groups were the Swing Kids. These were young people who would oppose the regime by doing things such as engaging in dancing and listening to banned American music such as jazz. And some of the more famous ones were university students who were involved in the White Rose group during World War II. This included brother and sister Hans and Sophie Scholl, who distributed anti-Nazi leaflets and were later executed for this. Another group that was involved in opposition to the Nazis was the churches. The churches gave Hitler a problem. He wanted to control their actions, but also worried that Germans would be angry if he did this. So instead, he tried to reach deals to limit their power. He signed a concordat with the Catholic Church, and he also introduced his own Reich Church to try and influence and control many Protestant groups. If the Catholic Church agreed to stay out of politics, then the Nazis said that they could leave alone their organisations, such as schools and youth groups. Ultimately, though, the Nazis broke this agreement. They would arrest many priests, often on trumped-up charges, and they also tried to remove crucifixes from Catholic classrooms. In 1937, Pope Pius XI issued a document titled With Burning Grief, which was a public attack on Nazism. And many German Catholics, such as Bishop von Galen, spoke out against Nazi policies, including euthanasia. Catholic parents also protested and demanded their right to keep crucifixes in schools as well. Confessional church was set up to stop efforts to Nazify the Protestant church. One of its founders, Martin Niemöller, had initially supported Hitler, but later opposed his actions when he was in power. Niemöller and others were later sent to concentration camps such as Dachau. As well as keeping Nazism away from all parts of the Protestant Church, the Confessional Church also publicly opposed Nazism, criticising many of its actions. This included sending letters directly to Hitler, criticising many of his anti-Semitic actions, and others too. The Nazis in turn would confiscate church funds. Another Nazi opponent was Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was a member of the Confessional Church, and he trained pastors and encouraged them to criticise Nazism. He was later banned from preaching and died in Flossenbürg concentration camp. The Jehovah's Witnesses were another church group that opposed the Nazis. They refused to perform the Nazi salute or stop their children from joining the Nazi youth. Jehovah's Witnesses also refused to be conscripted into the army, and as a result, many of them were arrested and sent to concentration camps, or even simply fired from their jobs. Another group that was involved in opposition to the Nazis were socialists and communists. Non-Nazi political parties were banned in Germany after July 1933, but some of them continued to work against Hitler. The Social Democrats set up a group which organised underground resistance in Germany, and this was involved in activities such as distributing leaflets and propaganda. The Communist Party also worked against Nazi rule. This included acts of sabotage or spying and then giving the information to the Soviet Union. They also distributed various anti-Nazi materials, and as a result, many of their members were arrested and killed or sent to concentration camps. Most members of the German working class had not voted for the Nazis. Workers opposed Nazism in different ways, sometimes linked to the work of the communists. They would engage in strikes and ghost laws in armament factories, and they also took part in public protests about food prices. One of the most famous examples of resistance was from a man called August Landmesser. He had been a Nazi but left after marrying a Jew. He famously refused to give a Nazi salute at a workplace rally where he was pictured in 1936, and as a result was arrested and later died during World War II. Another group which often took part in resistance against Hitler's rule was the German military. Many senior military figures began to worry about Hitler's power, especially as his foreign policies seemed likely to cause a war. A crisis in Czechoslovakia brought these issues to a head. Many generals were opposed to such a conflict, especially the Army Chief of Staff, General Ludwig Beck. Beck spoke out at a meeting of army generals against the plans to invade Czechoslovakia, and as a result, Hitler forced him to resign. Beck then worked with a group of senior military figures, led by General Hans Oster, who favoured a coup to remove Hitler from power, but this ultimately never happened after the success of the Czechoslovakia invasion. There is also evidence that the Abwehr, which was Germany's military intelligence organisation, was involved in anti-Nazi activities. The Abwehr was led by Admiral Wilhelm Canaris. Canaris was opposed to Hitler's persecution of religious groups, and whilst he supported German nationalism, he believed that the Nazis were gangsters. It is thought that he gave secrets to UK and US spies, and Canaris also helped Jews to leave Germany, sometimes by giving them fake papers claiming that they were Abwehr agents. He was executed in 1945. Some military leaders were even involved in attempts to assassinate Hitler, although this mostly took place during World War II. The most famous attempt was on the 20th of July 1944. A bomb was set off at Hitler's Wolf Lair headquarters on the Eastern Front, but it failed to kill him. Whilst there were different examples of resistance to Hitler's rule, these all failed, and for a variety of different reasons. It certainly did take bravery to do so, but overwhelmingly, fear played a major role in ultimately undermining attempts to resist Nazi rule. Most Germans were too scared to protest because of the risk of imprisonment or even death. They were also unsure of who they could trust because of Gestapo informers. Some Germans also supported the Nazis. They believed that Hitler's policies had improved life in Germany, and they wanted to see this continue. The use of propaganda and censorship also made it harder for anti-Nazi messages to be heard across Germany. Hitler banning trade unions and political parties stopped opposition too. This forced many people to try and stand alone, which most people were not prepared to do. And even those opposition groups which did exist were often disorganised or refused to work together, such as the Social Democrats and Communists. The Nazis found a way to stop many people that did oppose them. They sometimes reached deals with church groups, or they simply arrested and then executed opposition leaders, including people like Martin Niemöller or Dietrich Bonhoeffer.